This is Ace, participant 8035. How are you today?
Good.
Okay, so can you press a buzzer for me for us to start? What sound is that?
It's like ice cream truck, kind of.
Okay, so what we're going to do, I want you to give me the
A.
letter. Yeah, and then you're going to tell me what this
apple.
Is. And then you're going to give me one more word that starts with the letter A.
A, apple, about. B, boy, bounce. C, cookie, checkers. D, duck.
What's an animal that everyone has in their house?
Dog. E, elephant.
Something that you eat in the morning for breakfast? Something that chickens have?
This is gonna be elephant.
Something that you crack maybe in the morning? Like that?
Huh? Egg. F, fish, French.
Nice.
G, guitar, iguana.
That's an I.
Ah.
What's another animal that starts with a G that goes like
Goat. Yes. H, house, horse. I, ice cubes, iguana.
Nice.
J, juice, jack. K, keys, kangaroo. L, leaf, loose. M, monkeys. Mom. N, nose,
maybe like coins, right? Is there a coin that starts with the letter N?
Nickel.
Nice.
O, orange. Octopus. Thanks. P, platypus. Q, quack.
Maybe coins again, right?
Quarter.
Nice.
R, red, rectangular. S, spider. Spiffy?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. T, table,
an animal that walks really slow.
Okay, it's not a sloth.
Maybe it's green. And it has a hard shell, maybe?
Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
I have one. U, umbrella, unicycle. V, vacuum, falcon. W, watch, watching.
Okay.
X, x-ray.
Is there like a superhero movie that you watch that starts with
the letter? X-Man. Y, yogurt.
The color that starts with the letter?
Yellow.
Good job.
Z, zoo. Z, zebra, zoo.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Do you want to press another buzzer for me? So for this one, do you know your numbers? Are you
yes.
counting?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Do you want to flip them maybe? Do you want to try flipping them, saying them?
7, mm-hmm. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Well, 16 is not there, right?
20.
Got it.
Ah, 20. 25, 30, 40.
Do you know what they're going by now?
Now that. First those ones, then fives, now tens.
Tens, right?
50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
Nice.
200.
Now what are they going by?
Hundreds. 500.
Cool. Do you know this number?
1,000.
Nice. Okay, do you know how to do math?
Yes.
Okay, so what I want you to do
16.
Is read this out. 16. 16? So
nine plus 7 equals 16.
Nice.
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Nice.
6 times 3 equals 18.
Nice.
21 divided by 3 equals 7.
Whoa, all right, good job. You know your numbers. And you know how to do math. That's impressive. Do you want to press a button for me now so we can move on? Cool.
Coffee cup.
We're just gonna say this is a cup, right?
So okay. Cup.
Cup, right? And
cup.
Now we have two.
Two cups.
Cool.
Peanut butter and jelly.
We're gonna call this a snack, okay?
Okay, snack.
So one snack, and now we
one
have
one snack, two snacks.
Cool. This is a food. A foo. Can you say foo?
Foo.
Now we have two.
Two foos.
Cool. You know what this is?
Bed.
We're gonna call this a
crib.
So yeah. One crib, and now we have
two cribs.
Nice. Do you know what this is? This is a mip. Can you say mip?
Mip.
Cool. So now we
two
have
mips.
Nice. You know what this is? This is a dup.
Dup.
So now we have
two dups.
Cool. Do you know what that is?
A shoe.
A shoe, right? And now we have
two shoes.
Nice. This is called a brib. Can you say brib?
Brib.
Brib, right? And now we have?
Two bribs.
Nice. This is a skack. Can you say
a skack?
Skack. And now we have?
Two skacks.
Nice.
A boat.
We're going to call this a ship.
Okay.
So one ship?
Two ships.
Nice. This is a yag. Can you say yag?
Yag.
So now we have?
Two yags.
Cool. This is a pite. Can you say pite?
Pite.
And now we have?
Two pites.
Cool. This, do you know what this is?
Bell.
This is a bell. And now
two bells.
Nice.
Rock.
Yeah. Now?
Two rocks.
Cool. This is a smide. Can you say smide?
Smite?
Smide.
Smide?
Smide. And now we have?
Two smides.
Cool.
Bag.
Bag.
Two bags.
This is a cow.
Cow. Two cows.
This is a yawk. Can you say
yawk?
Yawk.
Two yawks. Lamp.
Lamp. Well, we're going to say this is a light.
Light. Two light.
Cool.
Two lights. Playground.
We're going to say it's a
slide. Okay. Two slides.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Okay.
Can you press a button for me? Nice. Okay, so now what I want you to do is look at the picture and like tell me what's happening.
Okay,
what
so I see a lion and a boy in a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Then I see a fish swimming upside down.
Yeah.
I see one, two, I only see two.
Two fishes? What else do you see in this picture?
I see a fish swimming upside down.
Upside down?
Two fish swimming upside down.
Cool.
I see a yelly pad. I see flowers.
So where might they be right now?
They might be in a swamp.
Where do you think they're going?
To the other side.
Nice. Would you ride a boat with the lion?
Only if it's tamed and friendly.
Okay, cool. Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No.
Okay. Next picture. What do you think is going on here?
He's like imagining what if like some things up in the sky.
Yeah. Do you know what he's dressed as maybe?
He's dressed as a pilot.
Cool. Where is he at right now?
He's in his bedroom.
What's
imagining.
What's in his bedroom?
He has his bed, his toys, his bookshelf, his fish, his sock, his pillow, more pillows,
anything
sheet.
Else?
There's also a tree in the window.
Cool. Anything else about this picture you want to tell me about?
There's clouds and he's holding a paper airplane like he maybe just threw it right there.
Cool. Anything else?
No.
What is going on here?
The octopus is like writing down stuff and looking at stuff. He's like multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
And the scientist is looking at a light bulb, carrying something else. There's a mouse in the corner, four books stacked under the desk. There's a few cabinets. There's a science experiment going on.
Yeah.
There's another mouse.
So where do you think she might be right now?
A science lab.
Science lab. Doing what? Do you know what type of science she might be doing?
Astrology.
Astrology. Cool. This looks like chemistry too, right? These little symbols.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? Why do you think the octopus is there?
Because he has eight arms, so he can do a lot at the same time.
A lot at the same time, right?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
They have a carrot farm. She's pulling out a giant carrot, or a giant plant.
Mhm. Do you know what this plant is called, maybe?
Onion.
This is a turnip.
Right.
But yeah, an onion. It could be an onion too. What do you think she's at right now? You said.
I think she's at a farm, and there's many of them, and she just pulled out one.
Do you think it's hot or it's cold?
I think it's hot because if it wasn't hot, these plants wouldn't be good.
Right.
What are these again?
Turnips.
The turnips wouldn't be good to pull out of the ground.
Before?
No, I have not.
No. What's your favorite vegetable to eat?
Probably green beans.
Green beans? You like green beans?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know. Sometimes manwich, which is sloppy joes. I don't know, stuff.
Anything else about this picture you want to
talk
about?
There's a fence over here and there's clouds over here. And then she has like a shovel maybe to help it get him out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a slug with a shell over here.
Yeah.
There's another shell. Maybe with a slug on it.
Yeah.
Another slug
on
it.
Do you think the slug's like helping her in the farm?
Maybe.
Or they might eat her turnips.
I don't know. Yeah, I think they might help. Or I think they might eat the turnips.
Cool. Anything else?
No.
No. Okay. Cool. You did such a good job. Do you want to press a buzzer for me so we can move on? Cool. Okay. Do you like reading? Are you good at reading?
I am good.
All right. You want to read this for me?
Cam and Uncle Mo were going to the water park. They rode the bus downtown. After they hopped off the bus, they were lost. Cam tried to stay calm. He could see the river in front of them, and he could see the science center,
COSA.
On the other side of the river. He closed his eyes and thought, last year my class went to COSA. I could see the water park on the right when the school bus left COSA and drove on the Rich Street Bridge. Now I am across from Rosa Cosa on Rich Street. Turn left, Cam told Uncle Mo. Are you sure? Said Uncle Mo. Cam nodded. Cam felt like they walked for a week, but soon they could hear kids yelling. Cam could smell the water. He started to run. Cam saw the water spray. He could not wait to get wet as he ran. He threw his towel on the grass and took off his hat and his shirt. Wait, yelled Uncle Mo. You forgot to take off your shoes, Cam and Uncle. But he couldn't stop. He didn't care if his shoes got wet. He thought, my shoes can get a bath. Cam ran into the water park and splashed in the low water. He ran in the high water. The water was coming up strong. Cam ran around to the mist maker. It felt like rain on his head. He ran around the entire park and tried not to bump into little kids. His shoes squashed, and he laughed. He was proud.
Did you like that story?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Do you want to read another one?
Sure.
Cool.
Oh, no. A garden is a place where people grow food or flowers. Gardens can be big or small. Gardens can be in the ground or they can be in a small park. Gardens can be at home or at church. Some kids have gardens at their school. There are gardens at the White House, the home of the President of the United States. One garden grows food, and the other garden is a rose garden. You need four things to grow a garden: a sunny spot, good soil, water, and time. A sunny spot. Plants need sunshine to grow nice vegetables and flowers. A spot that faces south is best. Good soil. Soil is a kind of dirt. Pile the soil up like a small hill so that the water can go down. The pile of soil should be about 12 inches or the size of a ruler. It is good for your plants if worms live in the soil. To invite worms, cut up leaves 3 inches down from the soil. Water. Gardens do well if they get about 1 inch of rain each week. If it is hot and dry outside, you need to give them more water into your garden. The best test is to put your finger in the soil. If you get mud on your hands, it is too wet. If the soil is dusty, the plant needs water. Time. Some plants grow in a few weeks. Other takes a few months. You must wait and take care of your plants, and you can enjoy the food and flowers from your garden.
Did you think you learned how to garden after this?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah? Do you want to read one more? It's pretty short.
Okay. Carmelo, Sam, and Rashawn play baseball. Rashawn is a good hitter. One day, he hit the baseball over the fence. Oh no, said Carmelo. Now we cannot play. Our ball is gone, Sam said. No. Sam said, no problem. I'll jump over the fence and get the ball. No, you can't. The ball on over Mr. Smith's fence. Mr. Smith has a big tan dog. So if you jump over the fence, the dog will bark and bite you. I'm bark and bite you, said Camilo. Sam said, fine. I'll just go and knock to Mr. Smith's door. That is just what he did. Mr. Smith's daddy said, my dog wouldn't hurt a fly. Here's a ball. Sam was a superhero that day. I never saw snow before. In
Somali.
It does not snow. This is my first winter in Ohio. It is cold now. It is cold enough to see snow. Cold enough to snow. I looked out the window before I went to bed, and I did not see the snowflakes fall. When I woke up, there was snow on the ground. I woke up my cousin, and we ran outside. The other kids were laying on the ground, laying on the ground in the snow. They were doing jumping jacks on the ground. When they stood up, I saw the snow angels.
Good job. You're a good reader, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You like reading a lot?
Mm.
Okay, do you want to do me a favor and press a buzzer now to move on? Cool. Okay, so now what we're going to do is I'm going to show you this picture, and you're going to tell me what they're doing and how you do it. So what do you think he's doing here?
I think he's brushing his teeth.
How do you brush your teeth? What do you do?
So first you put the toothpaste on the brush, turn it on, and then scrub.
Cool. How long do you scrub for?
2 minutes.
What do you think he's doing here?
Washing his hands.
How do you wash your hands?
I put soap on my hands, then rub them, or first, turn the water on, rub a little water in my hands, then put a little soap in my hands, and then rub them around.
Yeah, do you use hot or cold water?
I use cold.
Cold water? You like cold water?
It feels good.
Yeah. What do you think he's doing here?
He's tying his shoes.
How do you tie your shoes?
I do the bunny ears where you gotta put one of those circles on one side and then do the wrap around and other stuff.
Yeah, are you good at tying your shoes?
I am good, just when I run a little, they fall off.
It's a little annoying, right?
Yeah.
What do you think she's doing?
She's pouring cereal.
How do you pour cereal in your bowl?
Well, I normally don't have cereal for breakfast, but sometimes I do. So first I put the cereal on, then I put some milk in, then eat.
What do you eat for, what's your favorite breakfast?
I have lots of stuff, but probably pancakes.
You like pancakes? Do you put syrup on them?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Yeah. Sometimes we also have eggs.
Eggs? You like
and I put syrup on them.
Ooh, do you put salt on them?
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
He's putting on his coat, or he's just putting on his stuff for the day.
How do you put on your stuff for the day?
I put my shorts on, then I put my shirt on, then I put my socks on, then my shoes.
Yeah? Do you dress yourself to go to school?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Since I have a school dress code, so we have to wear one thing.
Oh, you do? What do you wear?
A red polo shirt, then some just khaki or blue shorts.
Oh, you have uniform.
Yeah, uniform.
Do you like your uniform?
It's pretty good.
Yeah? What do you think she's doing here?
She's putting the icing on the cupcakes.
Yeah, how do you put icing on cupcakes?
Well, when I do bake, I just squeeze it and I twirl it.
Cool. What do you bake?
Or sometimes I do cookies, or I help make my dinner with my mom.
Really? Do you like helping mom?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I also when we have spaghetti with white sauce, mm-hmm. I like to, after she's poured some of it out, there's still some in there, so I like to get that
the
stuff.
Alfredo?
Yeah, the Alfredo sauce.
Do you eat it with chicken?
Yeah, sometimes.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
What do you think she's doing?
She's painting. I see that because she's putting her paintbrush in there, and then there's paint on the ground already, and she spilled some. And
how do you paint?
First, I get something to paint on. Then I get the paint. I get a cup so I can use different colors. I get the I get the colors, I put it on a plate, then color.
What
and paint.
What do you usually paint? What's like your favorite paint?
I don't know. I don't normally paint that often, but when I do for like projects and stuff, last time, my last project, it was like a few days before school,
really?
Before school ends, before school ended, I did a turtle, that since I chose sea turtles as my project.
Oh, nice. Was it cool?
It was pretty cool.
What do you think he's doing?
He's buckling up his seatbelt in his car, in his booster seat.
How do you buckle yourself up?
So I don't use a booster seat. I just buckle up since, yeah, I'm tall enough now.
Yeah, what sound does it make when you buckle in?
Click.
Like a click, right?
Yeah, click.
What do you think she's doing here?
She's feeding something to the bear, or pretending to.
What is she pretending to be?
The mom.
The mom? What do you think she's feeding the...
Soup.
Soup? What else could she be feeding?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese? You like mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have stuffed animals?
Yeah, a lot.
which one's like your favorite?
Probably my fox.
Your frog?
My fox.
Oh, you have a fox. What color is your fox?
It's orange.
Oh, who bought
the color of that button.
Yeah, who bought you a fox?
I bought it myself in Tennessee.
Oh, in Tennessee.
At a national park there.
Really cool. When I went to a zoo, I bought myself a penguin. Mm. That's my stuffed animal. What's going on here?
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Like he's wearing a witch hat. Mm-hmm. He's doing ballet. Then he also has a magic wand. So I'm confused.
Yeah. Do you think he's doing multiple costumes?
Yeah, multiple costumes at a time.
Yeah, why do you think he's wearing costumes? Where do you think he's at?
Halloween.
Halloween?
Halloween party.
Okay, cool.
Or dance, who knows?
Yeah. Do you like dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you dance?
Stuff. Oh,
what
no.
What do you think is going on?
He's sliding on the slide, and then another girl's coming up to go down the slide when he's done.
Yeah, what do you do when you go on, like, playground? You go on
the
slide?
Yeah, I go on the slide.
Yeah, what do you do? Just slide down?
Slide down, run back up, do it again because it's fun.
Yeah, who do you go with?
I go with my grandma or my mom.
Is it fun?
Sometimes even my dad.
Oh, really?
Or my grandpa. Yes. I need many people. He's about to kick a soccer ball.
How do you kick a soccer ball? What do you do?
I use my right foot. And I hit it on the side, and then so I hit it on the side of my foot.
Do you play soccer?
Sometimes. No, well, I kind of do, but they have different sports at different times. So, like, at one time they have soccer. The next one's going to be soccer when we come back. It's going to be soccer, then it's going to be football, then it's going to be basketball. Then that just keeps repeats.
What's your favorite sport to play?
I like football. Well, we play flag football. I like all of them, so.
You like all of them?
I also like baseball. I don't play it, though.
Okay. What do you think they're doing here?
They're like, I see they, built something, and it has the letters on it, and they spell blue, and they build it like a tower.
Mm-hmm. How do you play with blocks? Do you play with them?
Yeah, I build something.
Yeah, do you play with a friend?
Yeah. I just build something like maybe a cube or a pyramid.
Cool. Anything else about the picture?
Two boys are both doing it together.
Cool. What about what's going on here?
Like the mom is pushing the girl because and the mom's pushing the girl on a swing.
How do you play on the swings?
I just go back and then jump back on. Then I do my legs back and forth.
Who do you usually like push on the swings?
Sometimes my cousin or, yeah.
What about here? What do you think is going on?
I think she is maybe like sharing her lollipop with another girl.
How do you share things? What do you share?
I shared a lot of stuff.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know.
Like your toys, maybe?
Yeah.
Share food?
Yeah.
Do you like lollipops or candy?
Yeah.
What's your favorite candy?
I like Jolly Ranchers and chocolate.
What color are Jolly Ranchers?
Probably either blue or red.
The blue one is good. I like the blue one.
I like the blue and red ones.
Last one. What do you think he's doing here?
He's thinking or maybe being in timeout.
Okay.
Sitting in the timeout chair.
Have you been in the timeout chair before?
No. We don't have a chair. It's just in a ball.
What do you do when you're sitting down and
just
you're
think of what I did, like, I don't know, like, just sit down and think of what I did.
What you did? Okay, cool. Good job. Do you want to press a buzzer for me? Nice. Okay, this is your last task. So what I want you to do is just pick out maybe 3 funky pictures that you think are super cool that you want to talk about.
Okay.
Do you
want to
talk about that one?
That one's pretty good. No, I'm just going to keep looking. So, I like the first one, mm-hmm. The spaceship.
And what do you think is going on here?
She's in space, mm-hmm. And then there's, like, a tube. I think that tube is for, it's connected to her ship, so maybe it's, like, air going into her tube.
Where do you think she's going?
I think she's going into, like, different planets or something else.
Yeah.
Then I also like the next one after that because there's a big dog. There's a dog, mm-hmm. Bigger than the person, and then the birds are as big as the person's head.
What is he wearing? What does he have on?
He's like, it's like he just built the house. And then, this one is weird. It's a frog with a crown on it in a cup.
Well, how do you think the frog got in the cup?
Maybe a person left their cup outside and then he just jumped in there.
Yeah, do you think it's like a baby frog or like a big frog?
A big frog.
A big frog. Do you think he'll get out of the cups or do you think no one's going to help
him? I think he'll get out.
Yeah, how would you get out of a cup if you were stuck in a huge
cup? If I was stuck, I would just climb up the wall.
You think so?
Or maybe just jump out if I was big enough.
Do you think he could jump out?
Yes.
Where do you think he got his crown from?
He's the king.
He's the king of all the frogs?
And I think maybe that might be his throne.
Oh, interesting. So that's where he hangs out?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, does he have to click another buzzer?
Yes.
One is cool, and now we're done. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.